Hallo bei Irgendwas mit Menschen, dem Podcast rund um die Themen soziale Arbeit und Medien.
Es gibt so viele Menschen, wovon erkenntlich viele fremden Menschen Liebe schenken, ohne an Profit zu denken. Menschen dienen Menschen in Krisen und vielen Momenten. Menschen wenden sich Menschen zu, wenn sie frieren. Menschen spenden für Menschen, Menschen erziehen Menschen. Ein Glück, dass Menschen ihre Kraft nicht nur für
sich verwenden. You are here because you have podcast. You are a podcaster in Australia.
That's correct.
So we are kind of colleagues.
We are colleagues and I think kind of entering into the friendship.
Yes. you have a podcast. It's called
The Social Work Stories Podcast.
And you do this
with Min Fox.
Yes.
And two other social workers, Ben Joseph and Justin Stesch. Uh-huh. They're our producers.
So I looked it up today. You have 1 year of journey podcasting behind.
We have. We've just celebrated our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
And have learned an enormous amount.
Mm-hmm.
So we started 1 year ago, but it's probably been about 4 years that I've been talking about it with Mim as something that I wanted to do. And similarly, she did. And it was a happy accident last year when Mim was at a conference. She met Ben and he was producing his own social work podcast, Social Work Discoveries, at the time. And Mim shared with him our vision of wanting to have a podcast that had just social workers, practicing social workers, talking about their work through a story. Because we knew that many, many social workers are very interested in stories. We work with them all the time, Benny, as you know. We love them. And we wanted somewhere along the line to use a story as a way of learning. So our initial thought was it would be great for social work students to have a podcast that they can listen to, where practitioners, social work practitioners, could talk about their work. And then Mim and I would just talk about it, unpack it like you would in a supervision session. I thought when we started, maybe a few hundred people will listen, social work students and my parents. But it's been very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's validated to me that it is the story that people are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
To hear about what it was like from both the client and the patient's perspective, but also to hear what the social worker was thinking at the time when they were working with that particular person.
Is podcasting a big thing in Australia?
Becoming so.
Yeah?
Yeah, really. I would say over the last 5 years, podcasts have grown enormously as both an entertainment tool, but also now as an education tool. And I think it's replacing radio. I think it's replacing reading in some areas. It's a way that people increase their understanding of topics in more detail. And it's so you can be so specialized in the podcast that you listen to, right?
And you find listeners.
Yeah.
For every special topic, yeah?
Absolutely.
Do you think it's also a tool of empowerment? For minorities?
I think it can be. And I've been surprised at some of the feedback that we've had from our podcast around issues of social workers listening to the podcast and feeling less isolated, listening to the podcast and realising that some of the issues that they've been experiencing as a social worker are being experienced by others. It's been a way of validating what people are doing in their practice. But it's also got me thinking about how it can be such a powerful way of social workers working with their clients, their community, if it is around connecting, if it is around empowerment and sharing information, what an amazing tool that social workers can be using in their practice.
Let's go a step back. What is your background? So I think you're a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what your background and point of view is on talking about these issues? And maybe for the German listeners who have no idea what this podcast is all about, more specific, what are you talking about, and how many episodes and how long is an episode and stuff like this?
Sure. So I've been a social worker for 32 years. What I would describe as a clinical social worker. So I've worked in hospitals and in community. I have provided counselling and run groups, therapeutic groups, but I'm also an educator. So I now work as a social work educator based in a hospital. So I work with social workers post-graduation around their skills and knowledge development, and also working in the research space, clinical research. And so the Social Work Stories podcast, we've got 22 episodes now. And what a typical episode would be like is a social worker talking about an intervention, if you like, with a client. So we have people who talk about working with a couple whose baby has died, around sudden death, around working with people with terminal illness. So far, I have found it has been quite health related. In the following year, we're wanting to broaden it to look at social workers working in community, so more community development, people who are working maybe in policy, but that they work within a story framework, so that they talk about a slice of their work in a way that people can understand more what social workers do.
Mm-hmm. It's like an expert interview, and yeah, you have this in science and research as well. Yeah.
But the social worker can be quite candid, and they might talk about how emotionally they felt working with that person, or how on reflection it might not have been the way they would have worked with that person if they could do it again. So it can sometimes sound like a supervision session.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the other element to it will be Mim and I will listen to it, and there will be things that we will pull out that resonate for us. So one episode we did was on working with decolonization, I think was one. And we had an Indigenous social worker that was on the podcast with us. And she talked about what it was like to be an Indigenous social worker and work with Indigenous clients. And for Mim and I, we had to face our own white privileged positions that we were working from, and the impact that had on our work, but also more broadly about the profession and the Australian social work profession and what impact it had on Indigenous Australians through the Stolen Generation, and how our profession had contributed to that. And so we became quite emotional in that. And I think that's what listeners like too. We're very open, and we can be quite vulnerable on it and authentic. I think that's what we try to be, as honest as possible in how we talk with each other. And so the feedback from our listeners has been that they like hearing about day-to-day work of social workers. So it's not necessarily, I know there are lots of podcasts in Australia, social work podcasts, that talk about more academic side of social work. This tends to be more down to earth and more about the daily practice of a social worker. And I think that's appealing, especially for new social workers or social work students.
What is the greatest experience you've did with the podcast? So maybe feedback, or maybe an interview, or the work with Mim and Ben and stuff like this. What is the top experience for you?
I've been reflecting on this, and probably I don't have a favorite episode. I love talking with Mim. She has got an amazing mind, and the conversations we have, I feel like my brain expands all the time. But I get quite moved with social workers that are quite willing to offer their stories to other social workers to learn from. Yes. That moves me, because I don't think social workers are very strong advocates of what they do. But if it's to help another social worker, if it's to, you know, like we'll say, we'd really like it if you could share some of your work, because that's how we learn. They'll go, oh, okay, I will do it then. It's not around self-promotion. Mm-hmm. It is around helping other people, and that I feel very humbled by that. And I feel really touched when people will come back to me and say, I feel like I've learned a lot from the podcast, but I also feel proud to be a social worker. We get that a lot. I had we had an email the other day from a social worker saying, I was just about to leave the profession on my studies, but since listening to the podcast, I feel like I've found the focus again, and I feel I'm motivated. So I think, wow.
This is big.
I know. I feel really touched by that.
Cool. You mentioned that there are some other podcasts. Can you give us an overview about the podcast scenery in Australia?
Yeah. So Ben Joseph has... Our producer has a podcast called Social Work Discoveries, and that's specifically around social work research. Mm-hmm. And so he will do that maybe once every 2 months, and he will talk with a social work academic about their research. Then there are a number of universities that also produce a podcast. So there's PodSox, which is a podcast from Griffith University, and they will talk. Again, it tends to be issue-based or quite academic. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's the American Social Work podcast. Mm-hmm. That's a common one that people will listen to. But it's growing in Australia. Mm. So they would probably be the main ones. I mean, I'm completely biased. I listen to ours. And then I listen to other podcasts not social work related.
Mm-hmm. Put the links in the show notes so my listeners can have an idea of what is around there. Last questions. What do you think is the powerful thing about podcasting, audio, and especially in our topic, in our profession?
Boy, that's a big question, Benny. Don't you? Look, I think it's something that I continue to learn. You know, you and I talk about how it gets the everyday voice out. You don't have to be someone experienced or qualified in media to be able to do this. And so that means that more voices can be shared. And I think that's really important, especially as a social worker. That's why I think probably one of the next things we need to think about as social workers is some of the technology that we need to help get the voices out there. I'm fortunate that we have producers that are very experienced in it, but from my understanding, it's not as difficult as what I had initially thought to produce a podcast, which means that it's accessible to a lot more people than what I had anticipated. And I think it's important then to be considering, well, what are the voices that would be useful to support to grow a podcast, whether that be through a client group, a community. I think the possibilities I haven't thought through enough, but I think it's a lot bigger than what I had anticipated when I first started the podcast. But I think it's an emerging branch of social work that we should be spending more time thinking about and working in.
This is also about sharing knowledge, open educational resources or open access for especially topics social workers should care about. Yeah. How is this in Australia?
Look, I don't know, to be honest. I think one of the things that we've just been, been successful in getting a grant to explore this more, to grow the podcast so that we can also have, use YouTube to maybe help with more skills development, more sharing of information. So we'll be growing that a lot more. And I think it's an area, again, that is just slowly growing in Australia. But I think it's fantastic, though, because, yes, like you say, it's free. And for many social workers, it can be quite expensive to be going to conferences or going to workshops. And but this is an opportunity to have affordable or free sharing of knowledge and skills development that I think is really exciting. So we'll be working in that space a lot more as of the end of this year. Yeah.
So it's empowering the professionals, but it can also empower the clients.
Absolutely. And I think that point about what I tend to find is that what's going on the clinical floor today takes some time to get out if you're having to wait for research to be defending it as evidence-based practice. But we know that a lot of our clinicians don't research their work. But what if they're actually doing amazing things in their particular area? This, I think, reduces the barriers to sharing that knowledge and skills. So I can have my social worker in intensive care in a Australian hospital talk about how they have end-of-life discussions, and someone in Ohio or Mainz, Germany, can look at this and go, I've really learned a lot about how you would language that conversation, because that person's been doing it for 20 years and they've honed their skills and they're a master in that. So they can share that. And so that's what I think is really exciting about this mode of information sharing.
So great. I have to stop here because you have to leave Mainz right now. You fly back to Australia tomorrow?
Monday.
Okay.
Sadly.
Yeah. But it was such a great pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you, Bennett. And such a great pleasure to meet you. And I hope you come to Australia one day.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'd like to. So, thank you and safe travel.
Thank you. Thank you, Bennett.
Bye.
Bye.